Well, what the hell's going on in the Middle East? You've heard the news that dozens have been killed in a single attack on Gaza. Airstrikes on Gaza City have flattened three buildings, killed at least 42 people. The medics say that they can't keep up with it. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has signalled the fourth war between Israel and Palestinians in Gaza. He says it's going to rage on despite international efforts to broker a ceasefire. Trump came close. I noticed last night in a televised address, Benjamin Netanyahu said that the attacks were continuing at full force and would take time. He said Israel wants to levy a heavy price from Gaza's militant Hamas rulers. Sunday's Israeli air assault was the deadliest single attack since heavy fighting broke out between Israel and Hamas nearly a week ago. It makes it the worst fighting there since the devastating 2014 war in Gaza. So exactly what's going on. Rania Karlik lives in Beirut. She's a journalist with Breakthrough News USA, specializing in American and Middle Eastern politics. Lives in Beirut, but currently visiting family in America. But she's all over this, and she joins me now. Rania, good morning to you. Welcome to Triple M around Australia.
Hello, good morning to you, and thanks for having me on.
Well, the pictures we see are unbelievable, but sadly, it's nothing new. We've seen the conflict over the Gaza Strip happened, well, the conflict's been there since Israel was formed at the end of World War II. Can you, for our listeners, try and explain to us in as simple terms as possible, first of all, how this has all started and why is it escalating now?
Well, obviously, like you said, this is a decades-old conflict, but of course, the recent escalation has a lot to do with what's taken place over the past few weeks. It actually started not in Gaza, but in Jerusalem, where the Israelis were, escalating pretty dramatically on two fronts. First, you know, a lot of people heard about this neighborhood in Jerusalem called Sheikh Jarrah. It's a neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem that's Palestinian, and several Palestinian families there have been for years fighting off an attempt to evict them and replace them with Jewish settlers. And so in the last month, the court orders for these evictions were sped up by the Netanyahu administration. And so these families, I mean, evictions really isn't the right word. It's really ethnic cleansing. They've been trying to remove these Palestinian families, replace them with Jewish settlers. And so there was massive protests over that and huge provocations by the Israeli settlers and police against these families. And at the same time, you have the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It's the third holiest site in Islam, a very important site to Palestinians in Jerusalem. And, right now, this is, you know, where we just reached the end of Ramadan. But since Ramadan began, Palestinians have been attacked at the Al-Aqsa Mosque by both Israeli police and really fanatical Israeli Jewish settlers who just have this very messianic ideology. They want to demolish the Al-Aqsa Mosque and build over it a third Jewish temple to bring about the end time. So there's a little religious zealotry in there. And so because of these provocations, after weeks of these provocations, ethnic cleansing, attacking the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Hamas responded with rockets. Then that started this new assault on Gaza. And it's really helped divert attention actually away from what's happening in Jerusalem, because then Israel went about an entirely massive assault on Gaza, has killed 188 people. Over 50 of them are children. That's 30% of the casualties in Gaza right now are children. I mean, this is a war against one of the most densely populated areas in the world. About 2 million people live in Gaza. For over a decade, they've been under air, land, and sea blockade. They already have deteriorating infrastructure after, I think the third war in 15 years on Gaza. And the bombing has just been relentless. And really, it's just been civilian targets mostly getting hit.
That's what I don't understand. And a media center, too, on the weekend. We're talking about civilian targets. Is it both sides? Is it Hamas? Is it the Palestinians and Israel firing at each other? And of course, Israel has that mobile anti-rocket defense mechanism called
the Iron Dome,
which is picked off most of the Palestinian rockets. But Are both parties in the wrong here?
I mean, you have to look at it this way. You know, Palestinians are occupied by a colonial entity. Israel's a colonial, a settler colonial state, right? You mentioned the end of World War II. Israel was imposed on this area of the world. 750,000 Palestinians were kicked, were pushed out violently in a premeditated assault, pushed out of their homes to make room for the state of Israel.
That's right.
And ever since then, you know, Palestinians have continued to endure this and be fractured and be pushed into smaller and smaller enclaves. They're an occupied people. They have a right to self-defense. It's enshrined in international law. And they have a right to armed resistance. Israel, as the occupier, does not have the right to bomb and kill its victims. There is no right in international law for an occupier to violently oppress its victims, and that's what Israel's doing in Gaza. And it's not a two-sided fight. Like you mentioned, you know, Gaza, it doesn't have a military. It doesn't have an army. It doesn't have a navy. It doesn't even have bomb shelters. This is a naked civilian population that has nowhere to run and hide. It's an imprisoned population. Israel controls the air, land, and sea borders and does not let them leave. They have nowhere to run or hide. You have children being killed in their beds. Israelis, on the other hand, have bomb shelters. They have the Iron Dome. And the rockets do not compare. We're talking about homemade rockets. Yes, they do some damage, but they don't compare to F-16s and Hellfire missiles and gunboats and tanks. That's what Israel has.
Tell me, how is this going to be resolved? Or is it going to escalate even further in your mind? People are saying, why doesn't the United States, why doesn't Biden get involved and try and broker some peace deal? But he's got his own problems in his own country. I've got a funny feeling the United States are pleased to be out of this one. What do you see as the resolution? I'm talking with Rania Karlik from Washington, D.C., lives in Beirut, journalist with Breakthrough News USA.
Well, the fact of the matter is the U.S. maybe is a bit disengaged at the moment, but they are completely involved. Israel is able to do this because it has unconditional access to U.S. weapons and U.S. military aid. And the U.S. isn't putting any red lines on Israel. If any party could stop this, it would be the U.S. They're choosing not to. They're choosing to allow Israel to continue to escalate, to continue to bomb civilians. Yesterday, they bombed a building and destroyed a building that contained international media, including the Associated Press and Al Jazeera. And the U.S. isn't doing anything about it. In fact, the opposite. The U.S. has actually twice now blocked the U.N. Security Council from even releasing a statement calling for a ceasefire.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. How can Israel possibly defend the bombing of a civilian target, an international media center, and the United States doing nothing? How many Americans were killed in that bombing, do we know?
We don't know. It doesn't, you know, they evacuated the building before the bombing, so I don't think in that particular bombing anyone was killed. But, you know, we've seen this repeatedly. The U.S., Israel is a very close ally of the U.S. It kind of does America's bidding in the Middle East. And so in exchange for Israel being such a good ally and carrying out American imperialism in the region, Israel can kind of just do whatever it wants. I think from what we're hearing, what's happening is behind the scenes, the U.S. is telling the Israelis, you need to, like, de-escalate soon, but they're kind of giving them free rein to continue for at least the next few days.
All right.
So in the meantime, until the U.S. steps in and prevents Israel from going further, there's really nothing stopping them from continuing to bomb Gaza for at least the next few days.
For those who don't know, the Gaza Strip that we're talking about was explained to me roughly as wide as Sydney to Penrith, if you know the east coast of Australia, and roughly Sydney to Newcastle. So that's the sort of real estate we're talking about. Highly volatile real estate, and has been since the end of World War II. Rania Karlik, thank you for that information. And I wonder, can we stay in touch with you, and could you keep us posted as this hopefully comes towards some resolution? That doesn't look like it will yet. It hasn't since 1945. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
A journalist with Breakthrough News USA. Her name is Rania Karlik. It's just dreadful. It's just dreadful. And how can you possibly defend bombing, and you can do this with pinpoint accuracy, bombing civilian targets? It doesn't make sense to me. 1-333, but none of this does. 1-333-53, if you want to be part of the program. This is the Night Shift on Triple M. The quickie's coming up.